You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in 2 Samuel chapter 5. And this is what we read. Then all the tribes of Israel went to David at Hebron and told him, "We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, when Saul was our king, you were the only one who really led the forces of Israel. And the Lord told you, 'You will be the shepherd of my people Israel. You will be Israel's leader.'" So there at Hebron, King David made a covenant before the Lord with all the elders of Israel, and they anointed him king of Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in all. He had reigned over Judah from Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, and from Jerusalem he reigned over all Israel and Judah for 33 years. David then led his men to Jerusalem to fight against the Jebusites, the original inhabitants of the land who were living there. The Jebusites taunted David, saying, "You'll never get in here. Even the blind and lame could keep you out." For the Jebusites thought they were safe. But David captured the fortress of Zion, which is now called the City of David. On the day of the attack, David said to his troops, "I hate those lame and blind Jebusites. Whoever attacks them should strike by going into the city through the water tunnel." That is the origin of the saying, "The blind and the lame may not enter the house." So David made the fortress his home, and he called it the City of David. He extended the city, starting at the supporting terraces and working inward. And David became more and more powerful, because the Lord God of heaven's armies was with him. Then King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David, along with cedar timbers and carpenters and stonemasons, and they built David a palace. And David realized that the Lord had confirmed him as king over Israel and had blessed his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. After moving from Hebron to Jerusalem, David married more concubines and wives, and they had more sons and daughters. These are the names of David's sons who were born in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king of Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. But David was told they were coming, so he went into the stronghold. The Philistines arrived and spread out across the valley of Rephaim. So David asked the Lord, "Should I go out to fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord replied to David, "Yes, go ahead. I will certainly hand them over to you." So David went to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. "The Lord did it," David exclaimed. "He burst through my enemies like a raging flood." So he named that place Baal Perazim, which means "the Lord who bursts through." The Philistines had abandoned their idols there, so David and his men confiscated them. But after a while, the Philistines returned and again spread out across the valley of Rephaim. And again David asked the Lord what to do. "Do not attack them straight on," the Lord replied. "Instead, circle around behind and attack them near the poplar trees. When you hear a sound like marching feet in the tops of the poplar trees, be on the alert. That will be the signal that the Lord is moving ahead of you to strike down the Philistine army." So David did what the Lord commanded, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and for the privilege of being able to look at it today. And Lord, there's so much interesting content in this portion of Scripture that points us directly to you. Lord, we're grateful that you raised up David to shepherd the people of Israel, but his life points to the ultimate shepherd of your people, your son, Jesus Christ. So we're thankful, Lord, for this reminder that we find in this passage. We thank you, Lord, as well, that David credited you with being the one who accomplished this great victory against the Philistines. He said, "You did it." And Lord, we pray that by your grace, as you inspire us to live with wisdom and insight, that we would point to you always as the one who secures victory in our life, that we wouldn't be people who seek to take credit that should only go to you. And likewise, Lord, we're grateful that we see an example in this passage of you fighting on behalf of your people. At the end of the chapter here, we see this idea that there would be a sound like marching feet in the tops of the poplar trees because you were moving ahead to strike down the Philistine army. Lord, thank you for giving us this visible picture or this audible picture of you going to battle for your people. And Lord, we know that the ultimate battle that we face in this world is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities and evil forces that align themselves with Satan and seek to work against your people. So Lord, we pray that we would always recognize and be reassured by the fact that you are fighting on behalf of your people and you are victorious. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for the privilege of walking with you each and every day. And we thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that we find in your scriptures. We pray, Lord, that you would uplift our hearts and help us, Lord, to live by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, each and every day. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit DesireJesus.com.
Hey friends, Nicole Eunice here from the How to Study the Bible podcast. I want to invite you to experience a fresh look at the story of Joseph and what it means for you today. Life can totally throw us for a loop, whether it's your family or your marriage, work, church, or something else entirely. Maybe you have found yourself in a season that you never would have expected and that you certainly wouldn't have signed up for. In this 6-week Bible study together, we're going to talk about the biblical story of Joseph, a man who lived an unexpected life and trusted God through it all. We'll talk about the blessings he experienced, the promises God keeps, the way that tests of our character can actually refine our faith. We'll talk about patience. We'll talk about loss. Absolutely talk about redemption. So come join us for the 6-week series over on the How to Study the Bible podcast. Can't wait to dive in with you.